C1AP. Number 25B.
So, what are we doing at this point? See, now, another thought first. Where I was saying about how the Revelator was unfolding the story from the Michael state of God when battling with the dragon and casting the dragon out and so on. Then, but woe unto the inhabitants of the earth, the dragon is come down. What are we going to do with evil on this level of existence? And so he shows you the whole metaphysics of how you can handle error with the metaphysics of truth. But Mrs. Eddy goes the other way. She said she was seeing the Gabriel state of thought, that ever presence of ministering love, that love which only sees its own ideas, which has that consciousness of the 7,000 period, and not only of the 6,000 period. So Mrs. Eddy depicts in Apocalypse, so to say, the 7,000 year period. She depicts at the beginning of the Apocalypse the fulfillment of the six by bringing the book and opening the book and the understanding, and shows how woman can give it birth. But then she goes on and leads thought into the 7,000 year period, whereas the Revelator remains on the 6,000 year period. Can you see that? That, so to say, after 2,000 years, Mr. Eddy came and said, now I have to overform or to lead on John's revelation and say, yes, now the six kings are over. Now the one and the seventh is now. Huh? So she is going to depict now the 7,000 year period and says, if I entertain as woman the Gabriel instead of the Michael, then I do not need to go down again to the sand of the sea, and stand of the sand of the sea. Then I do not need to explain all over again, like the 6,000 year period has done, all over again, what is error, where has error come from, what is the nature of error, how can I overcome error, what is bigger than the error, how does truth destroy error, how does truth make nothing of error, how does error destroy itself in the wine press of the wrath of God. That is no more necessary. If I have only love and the idea of love in my consciousness, then I have entered heaven. Then I stay in heaven. The woman then is in heaven. And I saw another wonder in heaven. A woman close with the sun. I stay with that, close with that sun at the point of life. And therefore I'm going into the 7,000 period. Therefore, I go right into the calculus of spirit, into the holy city. So Mrs. Eddy says, what follows after the Gabriel is that that Gabriel, that woman, which becomes the bride, the Lamb's wife, that is going to open up heaven. And so at this point it is said, and I saw heaven opened. I saw heaven opened. Now heaven is opened. That's the first time we get that. Before that, the temple was open. Now heaven is opened. The 7,000 year period is opened. And he begins now and presents now the city foursquare. He presents first life, truth, and love as the word of God, namely that heaven was opened, and who was sitting there? The word of is faithful and true. And there we have the Christ as truth, life, and love, as that angel that came down and had the power of annihilation, whatever is unlike itself. And it showed then Christianity as life and love, as those two resurrections, the first resurrection, and then love, that the second death has no power over us, showing that if we stay on that heaven opened, then actually neither the belief that we will ever die will be real, nor the belief that there can be death at all, the second death, will be real. So that finally we come to the point of truth and love as absolute Christian science of science, and Mrs. Eddy takes it up there and says, all right, if heaven is opened, what do I see? I see a new heaven and a new earth and no more sea. Can you see with the Gabriel state of thought, he can jump right in into this quality here of truth and love, where it says, I don't have to deal with the old heaven and the old earth and with the sea. I have now a new heaven and a new earth, and that new heaven and new earth tells me about the universe of truth that is constantly at the point of fulfillment of perfection as love. And so from there, the Revelator still goes further uphill all the way, and finds then divine science, divine principle, love. Namely, where he said, and he took me on a great and high mountain and showed me the great city. Now finally I see not only love, not only love as a Gabriel, but I begin to see that that love must be a city, that it must be a science, that it must be divine science. We usually can symbolize love as divine science. And so that whole consciousness must look out for that calculus of divine science. And the moment he began to see that, he could see that that city was with us. The tabernacle of God is now with men. And we will dwell in them, and they shall be his people. There shall be no more death, crying, sorrow, and pain. And then, within that consciousness, he showed him the great city, and one of the angels said that had the seven vials of the seven plagues, said, come hither, I show you what? I don't show you anymore the seven plagues. I show you the bride, the Lamb's wife, and brings him right up into that divine principle, love here, and shows him divine science. And he took me on a great mountain high and showed me the great city. Showing that great city, Mrs. Eddy begins to explain that great city as city four square, as the Word, Christ, Christianity, and divine science, and said, this is the bride. This is the bride, this is the Lamb's wife. That's to which you are wedded. That's the pure idea, that city to which you are wedded, with which you are one. And you are that city. So in this way she brings the thought right up, really, to divine science, to the point of the 7,000 year period where we will see that we are that city if we are having the consciousness of that city. What is that consciousness of that city? That consciousness of that city is that we always are conscious in the category of Word, Christ, Christianity, science, that we are constantly seeing that they have gates in that city, that therefore we can constantly compute with those four. We compute the Word as the Word as Christ, the Word as Christianity, the Word as science. We can also compute the Word with life, truth, and love, the Christ with truth, life, and love. We can compute Christianity as life and love, as you have it here, or you can compute the fourth side of the city with the synonymous term as truth and love. Can you begin what Mrs. Eddy begins to show? And she only indicates it. She doesn't give a full picture of it. She only indicates that the four can be calculated with the four, that the four can be calculated with the synonyms, that the synonyms be calculated with the synonyms, and then afterwards it says, and all that can be calculated on the level of science, of divine science, of absolute Christian science and Christian science. She brings it right down again and says, with that you can demonstrate your life, or that, or better, that demonstrates your life. And so she brings it right down, and I saw no temple therein, because God Almighty and the Lamb was the temple of it. All that constitute our temple, our consciousness, is then actually only God, the Word, the Christ, and the city, Christianity and science, operating in our life, bringing out what? Mrs. Eddy says, then brings out. You see, this is already something that is not in the in the revelation anymore. Says, because she is elaborating that holy city, says, if you come down from that holy city, it begins to demonstrate the true sense of man, the spiritually compound individual sense of man, and that man, into that man, nothing can enter anymore that defiles or makes alive. Man is incapable of sin, sickness, and death. The accuser is no more there. You can no more be accused. There is nothing that can enter anymore into your consciousness. And then brings it down to the point of what? Of to the point of the level of Christian science. There again, she has to take something else from the Bible than the Revelation, and takes the 23rd Psalms and show of the highest sense of Christianity, of Christian science. It says the heart and soul of Christian science is divine love, and shows how love takes care of all problems. That 23rd Psalm really covers the need of all the of our whole human life, and so brings it right back again to where we are right here and now. That's the story of Revelation. Now, this story of Revelation is not something that either Jesus or John the Revelator has made up. It is a story that is inbuilt into being, that is fundamental to being itself. Why can I say that? Why is it not just a vision, nice vision, a big vision, beautiful vision? Why is it more than that? Why is it the revelation of something that is fundamental to being? I tell you why, and this is perhaps the most important point of the whole week, at the end of the last 10 minutes. Namely, that we were not conscious really of that story. While over a few decades, that whole story developed in this century to us. To us, I must say, to John Dolley. Sorry that I said to us, but John Dolley. Because he didn't know the story of that revelation until in the middle of the 40s. But the whole story, as it was presented, began to demonstrate itself and to realize itself over the period of 1914-15 up to the end of the 1940s. Because what happened? The very same thing happened to John Dolley. The very first thing was that he began to feel there must be a science about this Christian science. See, he started out where the Revelator started out. There must be a science. What can we see about this science first? The very first thing he saw, what the Revelator showed in chapter 1, namely the days of creation. the order of the days of creation as an irresistible order. He began to study that order, and that order became more and more him. It became more and more the very exposition, the very expression of that order. And he began to see that order of the 7 days, not only the 7 days, but also in the commandments, in the beatitude, in the Lord's Prayer, in the third degree of the scientific translation of mortal mind, that began to work and work on him until he could formulate it even for himself in his own terms, and began to see actually there is a fundamental order to it. Actually, there are numerals of infinity. It's not just the symbolizations of the days or commandments, beatitudes, the Lord's Prayer, etc. There is a fundamental creative order, namely mind is creative ability, spirit takes that creative ability and unfolds it, its unfoldment. Soul takes that unfoldment and makes it definite and gives to it identity. Principle takes it and classifies all those many different orders into one fundamental classification of the law of creativity. Then he could see that that was individualizing itself at the point of life, that it had to do with our consciousness at the point of truth, and was bringing us at the point of love in unity with God, unity with God. Just as he showed the revelation here that the kingdom of our world has become the kingdom of God, that we are one with it. And as he was going along, really, that word order here, like the Revelator, and began to see that there are 7 candlesticks, that the 7 synonym term are actually at the basis of all these orders. The critics came and said, but there are other orders, you can't just say this is a fundamental order. And so he began to investigate the Christ order, what that Christ order meant. And as he began to investigate that, naturally people would criticize and say, quite rightly, there is another order in the glossary. And he could see that that order in the glossary was Christianity. And so he was thinking along that Christianity order. And for a long time he just had the word Christ and Christianity order, well knowing that there should be a 4th order, a science order, which at first he didn't find in the textbook, but he found it in the Bible as a candlestick, that the candlestick had 7 lamps, but that they were not connected from 1 lamp directly to the 2nd lamp, to the 3rd lamp, but that they constituted a candlestick that had a structure, just as it is stylized here, a structure. And so he began to see that actually the word order is also the science order, if I look at the word order not as a sequence, but as a structure from the middle of it. So he got that 4th order as the central shaft of principle, with those 2 arms, soul and life, the 2nd arms, spirit and truth, the 3rd arm, mind and love. And so you could see that we can look at the definition of God either linearly or structurally. But the structural sense of God would give us a higher sense. Then, as he was considering this, slowly in practicing this thing, usually out of his practice, by going through those orders in his healing practice, he suddenly came at the point where he felt, well, is that really what Christian Science is all about? Constantly to overcome error, constantly to heal a situation, to correct the situation. Is God really interested in that? Is that what God knows? And so suddenly his thought opened up and said, oh no, I have to go higher. There is a level of Christian Science that is absolute, that only is interested in absolute terms, in absolute values, so that actually the higher sense of Christianity would be absolute Christian Science, which deals exclusively with the calculation of absolute values. And he began to see at that point that in order to symbolize the absolute values of Christian science or of God, the accentuation would only be on the three and a half after principle, namely on life, truth, and love. That actually mind, spirit, soul, he could see, they are only bringing thought in accord to principle. That was the first three and a half. That they were the basis on which we base ourselves in order to have a principled attitude. But that's what principle is actually going to demonstrate. Is actually not mind, spirit, soul, but it's demonstrating life, truth, and love. So he began to see that there is a higher level. And so he was studying the textbook. He could see that Mrs. Eddy was bringing out the word of absolute Christian science as life, truth, and love, giving him a hint that actually all these four different aspects could be symbolized through the synonymous terms. He was studying, therefore, all the combinations that Mrs. Eddy used in the whole textbook and in prose work, and could see that every time she would depict the word in absolute Christian science, she would talk about life, truth, and love. But when she was depicting the Christ in absolute Christian science, that she was using truth, life, and love. And then she was considering Christianity, it was life and love. And when she brings out the scientific sense of absolute Christian science, namely the factuality of being in its perfection, that she would symbolize it with truth and love. And so for a while he was thinking along those terms. But he could also see that this is what Mrs. Eddy explains in Apocalypse as being the city of our God and not the city Foursquare. And so he went back to the city Foursquare, which had to do with divine science, and could see that Mrs. Eddy would give that sense of system. That if one would try to understand what is the word about it, the Christ about it, he could see that in divine science the word is just the one life, That the Christ in divine science is just the one Christ, the ideal of God. And that Christianity in divine science will just be the one love, the all-inclusive love, the all-in-all, operating as a science, as divine principle love. And in this way, he was building up this chart, and as I said later on, he added the fourth level of science itself as infinite principle. But when he was thinking about this chart and actually building up this chart, only afterwards, a year or two afterwards, he began to study Revelation. And studying Revelation, he suddenly began to see, well, John the Revelator is telling the same story that I've been thinking out. That has come to me from God. Again, like the Revelator, it's the revelation of God, that God has sent to him through the textbook, through the medium of the textbook, not through the medium of Jesus. He got it from the textbook, and he was writing down and picturing what the textbook was telling him about the structure of the holy city. When he had touched on that, he said, that's fine, but that's only the way of understanding. So little by little, from the moment he had touched the days of creation and see that they are an order, and the moment he had touched here, the days of creation as the word in Christian science, that had enough seed within itself. And those seed had its own gender, as we have seen, its own classification. It had enough seed within itself to grow right through the level of Christian science to the Christ, Christianity to science, to grow to the level of absolute Christian science and impel his thought to rise to that level and see what is the word, the Christ and science in absolute Christian science. And it impelled his thought at a certain point to see, why should I give 1,000 treatments, constantly operating positive values, They are all in one being, in the oneness of being, in divine science. And there I only have to see that there is one life, one truth, one love, one divine principle of taking care of everything. And so he began to use that in the practice from that altitude of divine science, translating it to more specific situations through absolute Christian science, and making and bringing at naught whatever is opposite, going way back to the level of Christian science. Do you see that after Mrs. Eddy was here, the idea was operating. She said that generic men will lead on the centuries. We could see that the idea man that is pure will really begin to see and to be transparent for that which is inbuilt in being itself. And that being itself at every step of a period, at the beginning of the 9,000-year period, would bring to the, sorry, to the 7,000-year period, would bring to the 7,000-year period that presentation which was adapted to the 7,000-year period, just as the revelation was adapted to the 6,000-year period. And that has revealed itself without any premeditation what it should be. It was a birth of the woman. The woman gave birth to the idea, Mrs. Eddy says, and that idea is divine science, embracing absolute Christian science and Christian science. What was bringing, what was brought to birth were the categories of being. Therefore, study the categories of being. They will take care of everything right down to the 23rd Psalm. That's it. That's the story.